Farm Service Agency of USDA has released the update of the peanut acreage planted this year as of September the 1st. This is probably the final adjustments in those acreage numbers, showing Alabama had estimated to have 173,000 acres. They're ending up with 172,632. In Florida, they'd estimated 181,000 from last year, now to 151,567 acres this year. Georgia had at one time thought they would have 750,000 acres. The reported acres now is 712,669, slightly down from the August estimate. The big surprise was in Texas. They increased not only 268,000 acres, but they're now reporting 300,706 acres. Officials believe a major portion of these acres in Texas were planted only for the PLC payments using generic cotton acres and likely will not be harvested. Texas usually has about 160,000 acres. It appears now that with this increase of 41,000 acres, that's an increase in production of 80,000 tons if farmers can make the 2-ton average predicted by the National Ag Statistics Service. That means a crop of 3.337 million tons, and that will be an increase of 7.5% if farmers can put it in the warehouse. I'm Tyron Spribben for Southeast AgNet.